Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Thrilled to be in for Sean Hannity today. It's your boy, Joe Pagliarulo. Joe Pags, thanks a lot for being here on your Thanksgiving Eve. Sean getting a well-deserved day off, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate being in this chair, speaking into this microphone. Thank you, Sean, so much for your friendship over the years and for allowing me this privilege today. Linda, thank you so much as well. I appreciate having everybody here. Really, really glad to have you along for the ride. I thought it would be cool to hook up with Laura Trump. She, of course, the daughter-in-law of President Trump, the wife of Eric, the mom of two beautiful children, and a host of her own podcast called The Right View. You also see her on Fox News as a contributor. Laura, I don't know how your business card looks, but it's got to be awfully filled up. How's it going?
Well, hello. Great to be with you, Joe. It's going great. I'm very busy. I would be busy if it was just with the two kids, but then, yes, I have a lot of other things going on. But that's the way we like to stay, and we're very blessed to say that we're very busy. So,
well, I pulled you away from cooking. You said that you guys are cooking. Your mom and you are cooking up for Thanksgiving, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes. Is it the traditional meal that you guys have, a gigantic turkey? Everybody's around the table. How does it look?
Absolutely traditional meal. We will not be skipping the turkey this year, although thank you, Joe Biden, it's much more expensive to buy everything
right. This
year. I'm working on a blueberry Betty. It's a family recipe from my mom's side of the family. A pumpkin pie right now. We're going to have a turkey stuffing, sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole, the whole thing. And of course, the crescent rolls out of a can because we have to have those. So it's going to be great, and we're looking forward to being with family.
It sounds amazing, Laura. Let's go back a year. Did you think that? Well, I mean, it was right after the election, so we were still wondering what was going on with that. Let's go back a year and a few weeks. Did you ever think that you would not be the daughter-in-law of the president of the United States by a year later, and that America would change as much as it has?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's a lot that I didn't know would happen, in a year and, you know, a couple of weeks, as you say.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, I think we all, we're very confident about the election. I think that, we had an incredible turnout for my father-in-law. He got around 11 million more people to vote for him the second round than he did the first time around. And that is unprecedented.
Right.
And, you know, you look at, as you just alluded to, the way the country has changed and so quickly. I mean, Joe Biden has not yet been in office for a full year. But we were frightened about this. We warned people about this. We talked about it on your radio show last year, quite a bit about the danger of putting someone like Joe Biden in office, the danger of allowing the Democrat Party to take full control of our country. And sadly, you see the result. You see how inflation is through the roof. You see that the first order of business for Joe Biden was canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, that how that has impacted life around the country and around the world. We're no longer send that energy exporter. We're no longer energy independent as a country. We all know how it feels when you go fill up your tank of gas nowadays. And so many other things, the embarrassments on the world stage that we've had by Joe Biden, the way that we have a fully open southern border and we are going to have millions of people flowing into America by the end of this year. I never would have thought it would get this bad so quickly, but doesn't it frighten everybody to think about what could happen in another year, in another 3 years? Because that's how much longer Joe Biden technically has in office, 3+ years. So it's been a big change. I think that I, alongside so many other Americans, are so sad to see what has happened to America. But I do think that it's woken a lot of people up. You know, there are a lot of people that voted for Joe Biden as, quote, the great uniter, as he called himself.
Right.
Well, how did that work out? Do we think that that actually happened? Absolutely not. So people every day are saying, wait a minute, the Democrats say that they're for the little guy. They say that they're for everyday Americans, and it turns out they're not. They're out for themselves. They don't actually care about you. They're out to socialize this country, and it's really scary to see. So, look, I'm looking forward to about a year from now, the midterm elections,
right.
And I'm certainly looking forward to 2024, where we can rectify all of this.
It's Laura Trump. Make sure you go to therightview.com. That's her TV show. It's actually a podcast, which is amazing. I love the long-form interviews that you do on there. Also a Fox News contributor and also cook today. She's making the Thanksgiving meal with her mom. In breaking down the differences, I mean, they're stark already politically. We get it. President Trump is America first. Joe Biden is an open border sort of globalist guy. He also sold himself as a moderate for 40 and 50 years in Washington, D.C., which, of course, was a lie. He's a big, fat racist. We can go down the list of dozens of racist things that he's done over the years. We've got actual video of him being inappropriate with little girls and women and everything else. You know, as people are being sworn in, he's smelling people's hair and rubbing their noses. It's all very odd. He's just a weird guy. But when it comes to policy, you're seeing an administration, I wonder if you agree with this, that is being run by committee, it seems. He's not in charge of anything, whereas President Trump was. You've got different fiefdoms, whether it's Department of Transportation or HUD or HHS or DHS, that are all just making up their own little lies as they go along, like the border is closed and the vaccines are this, or no, gas prices aren't up because OPEC won't cooperate. They're up because the economy's so good. We've got so much money that we're driving more. They want us to believe that. Or the supply chain isn't really broken, Laura. It's people are just really enjoying this great economy. You've got a stark difference between your father-in-law and the guy we have now. Americans are just sent for a whirlwind. Do you agree with the way that I just characterized the two administrations? One, you had a leader. The other one, you've got a bunch of people running around in their own little fiefdoms.
Oh, well, I think you're spot on. And anyone that's spent any time around Donald Trump knows that he is fully in charge of every situation, that he knows what's going on. He actually has an incredible ability to multitask, to have a full breadth of knowledge about multiple massive, massive projects at the same time. It's probably why he was so successful in real estate and in his business life for so long. And then you compare that to Joe Biden, and I think you are spot on. He has no idea what's going on anywhere. And you don't have to take our word for it. Look at the way he responded when Peter Doocy from Fox News asked him originally about the reparation payments to illegal immigrants of $450,000 a person. And Joe Biden acted as though Peter Doocy was crazy.
Right.
He said it was garbage. And then fast forward 24 hours later, all of a sudden, someone said, wait a minute, maybe we should fill the president of the United States in on what we're actually doing with people. He doesn't know anything that is happening within his administration,
right.
within his cabinet. He has no clue what is going on. And he's up there standing in front of the press. He's got to go down the list of the people they told him he could call on. He doesn't want to get in trouble with people. Give me a break. You're the president of the United States. You get to make the decisions. And that's exactly what happened when Donald Trump was president. With Joe Biden, I think you're right. I think it's just small groups of people making up their own rules, deciding how things are going to go. And obviously, these people have no clue about what would be positive for America, because nothing they have done has seemed to be right. Name me one good thing that has happened under the Biden administration. You won't find any. And it's just very concerning, I think, from a world perspective, because you think about the people that probably don't wish us well here in America. And sadly, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that would like to see America taken down as the superpower of the world. And when they see things like that and they see that Joe Biden really has no idea what's going on in his own administration, he can't answer basic questions, he has to ask permission for things, and he's really not in control of anything.
Yeah.
That is a really scary position for us to be in as Americans. Whether people like Donald Trump or not, I will say this, they knew he had control. They knew that he was always going to do what was right to protect Americans. And he also sent the message to other countries, don't even try it with us because you'll be sorry you did.
It's such an important point. Laura Trump is who we're talking with. Go to therightview.com. Go check out her podcast. It's also up on Rumble. That's where I watch it. She's a Fox News contributor, a mom to two, and a great all-around person. I told you a long time ago that you could take my job if you wanted to, and I begged you not to. Thank you for not jumping into the radio land because I'm still safe for now. But, I mean, the podcast is dynamite. You know, one thing that you said is so true. As you know, I've talked to your father-in-law probably 10 times now, and most recently right after we got out of Afghanistan, like a bunch of losers in the administration, not our members of our military. They're not losers. They did what they were told to do. But when we left there, it really highlighted one thing that you just pointed out, that we don't have a guy or a gal or anybody who's in charge. China was on its heels with Donald Trump. He was in charge when it came to Russia. He was in charge when it came to North Korea. He was in charge when it came to Venezuela and OPEC. He said, forget it. We'll be energy independent. We'll be a net exporter. You had a guy who wanted to put us first. Laura, why do you think that, and this is gets into philosophy, I guess, but why do you think the left needs us to be an also-ran, needs us to be, to lower ourselves to the level of everybody else? Why do we need to have an open border and feel like we should apologize or feel somehow humbled by the fact that we have more, we've worked harder for it? Why is there a sea change, a divide so deep between left and right?
Well, I think their goal at the end of the day is to change America, to change who we are as a country, to ultimately make us a socialist country. And in order to do that, you need to break down everybody. You need to divide us up. You need to, you know, we all should always be reminded that we are all Americans at the end of the day, that right. We have more alike than we have different. And the left and the mainstream media, they always are going for the opposite of that. They want us divided. They ultimately don't want America to be the superpower we've always been, because that's part of the new world order. We should just be a homogenous group of countries, no one better than the other, open borders, flow between, no, anything other than just people living. I don't understand why, because I think it's terrible, and I think it goes against everything that we've always done as Americans. But that's their ultimate goal, and the only way they achieve that is by telling us we're a racist country, by telling people that we're a terrible country, by ensuring that our future generations will not stand up and fight for America like the past generations have. That way they break us down. That way they can change who we are as a society and as a country. And it's awful to see, but there are so many of us out there, like my family. There are so many patriots out there that love this country, that love the opportunity and the freedom that it provides, that understand that the capitalist system is the best system in the world, that America is one of the few places in the world where it doesn't matter where you start, it doesn't matter who you are, you have the ability to come to this country, and if you are willing to work for it, you can achieve anything, and there is no limit to your success. They want to do away with that, but I think there are far more of us than there are of them at the end of the day, and I think that they're going to be for a very, very rude awakening again, come 2022 and 2024.
I could not agree more. It's Laura Trump. Thank you so much, Laura, for making some time today to come and hang out for a bit. I really appreciate it, and have an incredible meal tomorrow.
Well, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope everyone has an amazing celebration. We deserve it. Get together with people. Don't let them keep you apart. And let's celebrate and be thankful for all that we have in this country. Great to be with you.
Great to have you. It is Laura Trump. Go to therightview.com and go check out her podcast, Fox News contributor as well. We're going to come right back on the Sean Hannity Show, 1-800-941-SEAN. We're back after this.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, GoldCo, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call GoldCo at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call GoldCo at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Sean Hannity Show, a place where free speech and the First Amendment are still alive and well.
Liberalism is a failed ideology.
Get your dose of independence and liberty every weekday right here with Sean. Sean Hannity.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
6 till 10, tomorrow on 710 W.
You missed any of Sean's show today. Catch up tonight on demand at 710WOR.com/podcast.
Glad to have you, Joe Pags, in for Sean Hannity. Many of you in the Sean Hannity audience know that I've been on many times playing my parodies. Last night I talked to Linda. She said, why don't you do a holiday-themed parody? I said, you know, I could probably do that. And I put this together. I'm going to ruin one of your favorite songs. I think I call this Brandon Christmas. I think that's what I called it. Gather the kids around the radio. Let's go.
Chestnuts cost too much to buy this year. Price jumped up much more than twice. Yuletide carols will be sung behind masks. Can't tell who's naughty and who's nice. Pecans cold as ice. A turkey is out of our range. Might just make PB&J. Tiny tots won't see their relatives. They can't afford the gas today.
Come on now.
They hope that Santa's on his way. He would have lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. But then steps in the squad with their Green Deal, calling out reindeer farts, you know they will squeal. And so I'm offering this simple phrase. You know this downturn ain't an end. Although it's been said many times, many ways, let's go, Brandon.
You know how to get let's go Brandon in there. Linda, thank you for allowing me to be stupid again on the Sean Hannity Show. I appreciate you. It's always a pleasure. Listen, we're going to do a quick break here. I've got a big interview coming up. A guy's name is Josh Youssef, and he's going to break down what's really happening in Afghanistan. 1-800-941-SEAN. Don't touch that dial. Joe Pags in for Sean Hannity. Keep it right here.
John Batchelor, weeknights 9 till midnight, right after Jesse Kelly on 710 WOR.
When news breaks, you get the inside story that no one else has, and the behind-the-scenes chatter that the mainstream media doesn't even know about. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
So glad to be in for Sean Hannity. My name is Joe Pagliarulo, Joe Pags, 1-800-941-SEAN. The number is as usual. Go to the website, Hannity.com. Really startling to find out that this many days later, over 100 days later, so many people are still stuck in Afghanistan, and a lot of our allies that helped us out while we were doing our operations in Afghanistan are having a hard time getting out as well. To that end, I brought on Joshua Youssef. He's the CEO at helpthepersecuted.org. Josh, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm great, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Americans and good people around the globe would be stunned, wouldn't they, Josh, to find out exactly what we're still dealing with there.
This has been probably the craziest 80 days of my life. And I never would have imagined that we would have been helping people evacuate Afghanistan, and some of whom are American citizens and green card holders. But many of the people on our list were persecuted Christians, those who the persecution was exacerbated under the Taliban. And so we have helped in the last 80 days, helped over 1,000 Christians evacuate from Afghanistan.
The Biden administration told us a long time ago, Josh, that everybody's out. Any American who wants to get out has either gotten out or is just about to get out. And we never really believed that because we were hearing from private people like you and others who were actually going in and sneaking people out. We were hearing about people who were blockaded and barricaded from getting into the airport at all. How do these people get a hold of you? How do you know who's there? Were you based there? I mean, take us into what made helpthepersecuted.org and what gave you the ability to help people out who were stuck.
Yeah, so we work primarily amongst the minority Christian populations throughout the Middle East and North Africa. And we had a partner reach out to us around the middle of August and said, I need your help. I need to get some staff out, and I need to get some Christians out of Afghanistan. And it became this very complicated process of trying to get people past the Marines at Kabul airport onto these charter flights and get them out into lily pad countries and U.S. bases in Germany and Doha. And it proved very challenging. I think, you know, if we have 500 families on our list, we maybe got five out those first 2 weeks in August. And the administration, there were a series of mistakes that were made along the way. One of which was the State Department, when you would go in to fill out your special immigration visa form, what they spat back to you was a blank SIV form. It didn't say Joe Pags and your address in Kabul with your passport identification number. It was just a blank SIV. And so people were printing these off and showing up to the airport with these blank SIV documents. And we don't really, I mean, and this is public, right? I mean, the U.S. doesn't know exactly who all came over
right.
in those first 2 weeks. And it wasn't until after the smoke settled that we realized that there were many people who had helped the U.S. troops and interpreters and people who'd worked in our bases or in our embassies. And they were still there. They were stuck there. They didn't make it out. So there was a series of mistakes made at the very beginning, and it we're still feeling those effects even now.
It's Josh Youssef. He is the CEO of Help the Persecuted, HTP.org. And I guess you've also got an HTP.org/Sean, right?
Yeah, we've got one just for Sean and you.
Good. Well, good. I'm glad. Hopefully people will go there and find out more about what you do. Tell me what life is like for a Christian in Afghanistan under the Taliban. And the reason I ask is because the Taliban is by the Quran. That's it. We're fundamentalist Muslims. If you're in this country, you're a Muslim. If you're not a Muslim, you're nothing. Is it really as bad as I just made it sound, or is it even worse?
I think right now we're probably seeing a slightly softer side to the Taliban. There's a lot of concern that they are holding back, and there's been some comments made by Taliban leaders towards Hazaras, who are a minority Shia population, and other minorities like Christians, where they've said, look, as soon as our commanders give us the go ahead, you know, we're going to put you in blenders. Those were the words that they said. Mm. And so that we felt for a long time that this is kind of a short window that we have from the middle of August to even now. We felt that this window is very short to get certain people out, including Christians. The Christian population is not large there. It's probably pre 9/1. It was maybe around 5,000 okay. Christians in country, but they are definitely a target under that Sharia understanding of Islamic law. The Taliban do not look at conversion to Christianity from Islam favorably.
Right.
And oftentimes, you know, if you don't come back to Islam, you face the sword.
It's Josh Youssef, CEO of Help the Persecuted. Go to HTP.org/Sean to find out more about what it is they're doing. Who is life worse for, those who helped us in our operation there for almost 20 years or those who are Christian?
Gosh, you know, Joe, that's a great question. I think, you know, equally they're in a bad situation.
Right.
But it did seem at the onset that those who supported our troops were at a greater risk and were being sought out. And I think what we're going to see later is other minority populations will start to be targeted as well.
How do people get a hold of you? How do you have any idea who's there? I know you said that one of your partners got a hold of you, and I don't want to expose anybody, obviously, but for those who are still stuck in country, how do they get a hold of HTP? How do they get a hold of Josh Youssef? I mean, how do you know about these people, and do you have a number of who's still stuck there?
Well, initially it was through our partner, and he lived in Afghanistan and Uzbekistan for almost 30 years.
Okay.
He had done a lot of work for USAID. The U.S. government had used his organization to build schools and women empowerment programs and agriculture, all kinds of programs over the last 20 years. And so he came to us, and then we had Afghan Christian Council, Afghan Bible College. We had missionaries calling us, and then they were coming from the States saying, hey, somebody there, I'm getting WhatsApp messages and I need to get this person out.
Right.
So our list went from 150 to almost 2,000, you know, within a couple of weeks. And so that's when our team started kind of turnstiling these people out of a city, not Kabul, but another city. We started turnstiling these people out into what we call lily pad countries. And there are other NGOs like us. I mean, none of us have done this before. And so we've all had to kind of come together and work together. Former Ambassador Sam Brownback was very helpful in this regard. He is from the previous administration, and he organized us and stuck with it, trying to keep us all coordinated. And so it was a lot of previous administration people and NGOs just rolling up their sleeves and trying to do what we knew was the best course of action.
He's the CEO of Help the Persecuted. Go to HTP.org/Sean. It's Josh Youssef. I would think the administration would want to help. I would think that they would give you any resources you need. They would say, listen, we got out of Afghanistan and we stand by our decision. We did it for this, that, and the other reason and whatever. But at the same time, we're going to work as hard as we can to help our allies, those who assisted us for so long, and certainly American citizens in getting out. They don't appear to be helping anybody. Are they? Maybe they're doing a quiet. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt until you tell me the answer. Maybe quietly they're helping you. Are they?
Joe, our whole team has wrestled with this question. We don't understand how you can turn your back on people who've helped us, how you can turn your back on these people. I mean, think about what's happened to women in Afghanistan in the last 20 years. Some of these women, these younger women, they don't remember the pre-9/11 days of right. Taliban rule. And so, you know, to see them just sort of vacate this and create this huge vacuum is really left us scratching our heads. But I will say it does appear that they're being driven primarily by optics. They want the story to go away. This is not a story that they want to see on the news every night. And I think that is driving some of it. I think some of it is also being driven by just the fact that we're a large bureaucratic government, and getting things done is very, very challenging. We go into countries really well, but we don't leave countries well. And I think that's contributing to some of this.
Now, I'm with you, but this is categorically stupid. Think about it, Josh. All right, we're worried about the optics. And I'm going to opine here a second. You don't have to agree or disagree if you don't want to. But think about the optics. We got out way too soon. We took the military out. We screwed it up. We gave up Bagram. We did all this stuff. And it was a real mess. But they're still trying to spin it that, well, we had to get out and we can't do endless wars and so on. All right, let's say that's true. We know there are people stuck there. People like you are not going to lie about it. You're actually putting your life at risk to go and help these people out. Wouldn't it be a better optic for Biden to walk out or Psaki to walk out and say, hey, we still have Americans over there. We've got people who helped us out over there. We're going to go over there and we're going to get them out. We're going to assist people like Josh Youssef with helpthepersecuted.org. We're going to help them because this is the right thing to do. Wouldn't the American people stand up and cheer more for that?
I would have thought so. I would absolutely think that people would cheer for that. Look, there's a lot about this administration I don't understand. And this is definitely one of them. You know, we believe that there's an ideology here that is unhelpful.
Right.
And one of which, I'm going to tell you an interesting thing that happened when we were trying to get our first flight out to a lily pad country. We were told by one of our handlers that if we really wanted to get the State Department's attention and allow the State Department to allow this lily pad country to serve as a lily pad country, that we should put more LGBTQ people on our manifest.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding. He was dead serious. And then later we heard similar conversations, similar comments from people in the State Department who have taken a leave of absence or have taken a step back to help NGOs. And they're seeing things inside that they're saying, okay, this is not helpful. We've got to do something more substantial than just, you know, trying to help, you know, this small sliver of the population in Afghanistan that's never going to go public.
It doesn't make any sense to worry about social justice or being woke at this point. You've got to help people or else they might die. And that's really just the bottom line. It's a nonprofit. They're doing a great job. It's called Help the Persecuted. It's http.org/Sean to find out more about Josh Youssef and his great organization. Josh, thanks a million for doing this. Let's do it again, okay?
Thanks, Joe. Great. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. We're back after this on the Sean Hannity Show. Stay right here.
Expose how the government wastes your money each and every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It is the Sean Hannity Show. My name is Joe Pags, and for Sean, 1-800-941-7326. 1-800-941-7326. Want to find me at Joe Talk Show on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Go and check those out. Go to the website, joepags.com. Time for a couple of phone calls here. I appreciate you taking the time. Let's go to Texas, where I am, and Sam. Sam, what's happening? Hi.
I loved your parody. That was tremendous. I think Sean needs to use that through the rest of the holidays.
I can't disagree with you.
Perfect.
Being myself, I cannot disagree with you. So I think that's a good idea. I appreciate that. Sam, thanks for the phone call. For some reason, I can't hang up, so maybe you can do that for me. Thank you, I appreciate you, Jason. Thank you. Let me go back at it, say hello, and welcome to line two. Is going to be Chris in South Carolina. Chris, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe, how are you? Appreciate what you do every day on the air, man. Enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
Just wanted to call in real quickly and give you a firsthand view. I've heard it said several times that the supply chain is broken down, and not to be rude, but that's actually incorrect. I'm a truck driver, and for many years I've been carrying the containers from the port of Charleston to within the state of South Carolina to a lot of the big box stores and dropping the containers off. Well, last year or so, whenever this pandemic started, as you know, our good President Trump, we as truck drivers, we are limited on a clock, limiting the number of hours that we can run each day and every week, which is 70 hours a week in an 8-day week. In 8 days. And President Trump, you know, making sure that the supply chain did not break down like a true president would have done, he actually suspended our clocks. Well, this time or this go around, with the clown that we have in office now, the federal government sent out a memo, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Normally I could carry locally within the state, Joe, I could carry 3 containers a day. I could make 3 trips to the port and drop off 3 containers of supplies in stock to the different stores. Well, about 3 weeks ago, the federal government alerted us that they would be limiting our trips or shipments to 1 a day. Now, the port in Charleston is backed up just like the ports in California, but they're not allowing them to get this out. They are perpetrating this supply chain shortage on the country. It's not actually happening like that. If they would allow us the hours and to actually make the normal amount of trips every day like we would, we could get, you know, stock to the shelves.
Hey, Chris, I love you like a brother. I got to run, my man. I got to get you your own talk show. That was awesome. I appreciate you. The supply chain is broken down, but I agree with you. The government's doing it for some reason on purpose, maybe for political gain to fix it right before the midterms. I don't know. Very interesting. 1-800-941-7326. Go to joepags.com to find out more about me. I'm in for Sean Hannity. My name is Joe Pags. We're back after this.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.